Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azuz. First up, a major speech by a world leader. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared before the U.S. Congress yesterday. Usually the White House is consulted before Congress invites a world leader to speak. But Republican House Speaker John Boehner didn't tell the president before this invitation. And one subject covered by Prime Minister Netanyahu is something President Obama strongly disagrees with. More than 50 of the 232 Democrats in Congress boycotted the speech, though the public galleries were standing room only. Prime Minister Netanyahu is up for re-election on March 17th. How did he get to where he is?
In 1949, just 1 year after the State of Israel was founded, Benjamin Netanyahu was born. He would come to be known by his nickname, Bibi. Netanyahu spent part of his teen years in the United States, where his father taught Jewish history at Cornell University. He served for 6 years in the Israeli army in an elite commando unit until he was wounded in a rescue operation during an airplane hijacking in 1972. He returned to the U.S. earning degrees in architecture and business from MIT. But a dramatic event in 1976 would have a lasting effect. Netanyahu's brother, Yonatan, was killed in a raid to free hostages from an Air France jet which had been hijacked by pro-Palestinian terrorists. His death had a profound effect on Netanyahu, who founded an anti-terror institute named after his brother and became quite outspoken about the threat posed by terrorism. Now, this attracted the attention of prominent Israeli officials, setting the course for his future career in politics. Netanyahu was given high-profile diplomatic assignments in Washington and New York and started making frequent appearances on U.S. talk shows. In 1988, he returned to Israel and was elected to the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. In 1996, he became the country's youngest prime minister shortly after the assassination of Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. But he was defeated 3 years later after signing an interim peace agreement with then-Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Now, Netanyahu eventually returned to politics and moved back up the ranks of the Likud party, becoming prime minister again in 2009.